G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today. Over to you, Jim.
Recently, a relative of mine warned me of a scam where someone pretending to be a BT representative was informing people, BT customers, as well as others, that they had an outstanding bill to pay. And if they did not comply, they would have a further bill trebling the amount supposedly owing. As the conversation with the customer proceeded with a demonstration of the so-called rep saying they would prove they were official by telling the person to put the phone down and try to phone a friend. The person did try and found the phone had gone dead. However, not being vulnerable, they refused to pay with the check card details given which the man was asking for, and eventually the man rang off. The number he had given was then given to the police, and of course discovered to be untraceable. You see, he wanted to get details of the person's credit card to gain a greater deal of money that way. "Be warned," the offended person told me. "Be careful." Yes, we do have to be careful in this world of wrongdoing where selfishness, greed, and dishonesty are prevalent in a broken society, as many have turned away from the Lord. Talking of disconnections, many do not know anything of the wonderful, beautiful, and safe connection that God wants to make with each one of us. You see, we are all switched off and disconnected until God responds to our cry to be connected through realizing our switched off position. If you like, you could read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, where disconnection is described as either being dead or alive. You can have a dead phone line, you can have a live one. The good news, or the gospel, is that God wants to be in the very center of our lives, the powerhouse, controlling and leading us in a way of peace, joy, and contentment through the amazing connections in reading the Bible and through the equally amazing connection through prayer, where we communicate with Him and He with us in a very troubled world. He is more than willing to connect us up to Jesus, our Saviour and Lord, who died for us to remove our wrongdoings justly held against us. His glorious resurrection assures us of eternal life here, begun below on earth, where we can become connected, and a marvellous existence with Him in heaven, where we remain connected forevermore. Wow, isn't that amazing? So, next time you are disconnected from maybe electricity, gas, or phone, when you move house, of course, remind yourself, if you are connected to God, that connection will never change, as God's power to keep us is eternal. Hallelujah. Oh, P.S. The telephone line to heaven is always open and is free. I would encourage you to try if you have never tried that line before. Bye for now.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today of the wonderful relationship we can have with you and the certainty that the power line will never be broken as we continue to read our Bibles and pray every day, not out of habit, but delighting ourselves in you. Help us to do this, especially when things begin to go wrong, when illness or sudden loss or change takes place that can alarm or cause us to be tempted to panic. Please enable us to remain calm and to persevere, knowing that, whatever happens, we are connected to you, and that your power is always there for us to tap into because of your wonderful love, grace, and passion towards us. You love us so much, so help us to love you in return by trusting and believing that you can make everything work for good on our behalf. As we bring everything to you in prayer, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, because we don't bring everything to you in prayer. Lord, we love you. Keep us strong when trials come, and keep us ever looking upwards to you and believing and trusting you in all our comings and goings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday ThinkSpot. Come and see us again real soon.